here, at the village's general store and post office, you see a stone marking the site of Vermont's first library. In 1790, a wing of the village store housed a subscription library, $1.50 to purchase a share and 75 cents a year, not an inconsiderable sum in those days. The young Horace Greeley, a voracious reader who was referred to as the town's encyclopedia, would claim that he'd never seen so many good books. This store, the library, and the nearby newspaper were all run by Amos Bliss. Greeley had read of an apprenticeship available at the Northern Spectator and approached Bliss as he was planting potatoes. In spite of, or because of, his boldness, Horace got the job. Another boy worked here at the store, a young clerk named George Jones, who was born in Pulteney in 1811, same year as Greeley. These two boys, Jones and Greeley, working beside the green, became lifelong friends. Toward the end of his life, Jones would tell fond stories of these times. One fine Sunday, Greeley persuaded me to go with him on what he called a loafing expedition. When chastised for his absence from church, Jones replied, "I've been over the hills with Greeley, studying nature." From the store, walk along the row of houses toward the river again.